constant communication with their U.S. counterparts, and she said there was still the possibility she and the president would speak. Also at SRNNews.com, Honda reportedly will shift some of its auto production from Mexico to the United States.
Reuters is reporting that Honda will produce its next-generation Civic Hybrid in Indiana instead of Mexico to avoid President Trump's potential tariffs. While several automakers have expressed concerns about the levies, Honda's move is the first concrete measure by a major Japanese car company. Sources tell Reuters that Honda's Indiana production will begin in 2028. Greg Clugston reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks have been in free fall ahead of President Trump's latest deadline on tariffs. Treasury yields sank after a report on U.S. manufacturing showed weaker growth than expected. It followed other weaker-than-expected economic reports that have yanked stocks off their all-time high. Worries about tariffs have also hurt the market, and more tariffs are set to take effect on Tuesday. Today, big losses for the Dow. The blue chips are lower now by 900 points. More at townhall.com. A detailed look at America's spiritual beliefs. SRN's Michael Harrington is reporting.
The percentage of people who are non-religious is higher than ever, approaching one-third. But that doesn't mean that folks don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. The Pew Research Center reports that 83% of Americans believe in God or some sort of universal spirit. 86% think that every individual has a soul, not just a physical body. And 70% say there is an afterlife of some kind where all of us are going. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union, seeking to represent two restaurant workers in a gender identity discrimination lawsuit after the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission bowed out. That lawsuit against a Culver's restaurant in Clarkston, Michigan, claims that a woman who is living as a man was fired after complaining that a co-worker failed to use her preferred pronouns. This is SRN News. The High Court turns down a case brought by conservative undergraduates.
The Supreme Court won't hear a challenge to college programs for reporting bias allegations. Some conservative students at Indiana University say the school's bias response team stifles speech on campus by allowing anonymous reports about things that appear prejudice or demeaning. Two of the nine justices, Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas, publicly said they would have heard the case. The unnamed students are represented by a group called Speech First, which says 400 universities have similar program. The group has filed multiple similar lawsuits and has reached settlements ending programs in Michigan, Texas, and Florida. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A wildcat strike by New York State prison guards stretching into a third week, prompting officials to start firing workers for failing to abide by a deal to end the illegal labor action. Thousands are in line to lose their health insurance benefits. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.